Welcome to the Faith Together podcast from the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. If you believe that passing down Christian faith is essential for the next generation, you are in the right place. Enjoy conversations with guests who are faith practitioners, parents, caregivers, pastors, counselors, and many more. You'll enjoy practical tools and community for passing down Christian faith to your children and grandchildren.
Well, Merry Christmas and welcome back to our Advent series here at Faith Together. I'm Lindsay and I'm joined here with Leon. Hi, Leon.
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks for taking the lead on this today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Merry Christmas Eve, Leon.
Thank you. I'm excited about tomorrow, being with my grandkids, being with family. It just doesn't get any better than that.
Yes, nothing like it. Nothing like it at all. I agree. I feel the same way. We know that over these last few weeks, Leon, we've been talking through all the different themes of Advent that we find in our Advent wreaths, the hope candle, the peace candle, the joy candle, the love candle. And today we wanted to take time for the final candle, the most important one of them all.
Right.
The Christ candle.
That's right. That's what it's all about, right?
It is. This is what it's all about. And instead of talking about it, we thought we would just share the story.
The birth of Jesus, the New Living Translation from Luke chapter 2. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from a village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel assured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby, lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Hey there, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Faith Together. Just wanted to give you all an update on next week's episode. As you know, next week will be December 31st. That's Sunday, December 31st, when we release each of our episodes. And we will be taking a break that week for the holiday. And so we wanted to give you a heads up that we won't be releasing a new episode of Faith Together until the new year. Our first episode for 2024 will be in January. So thank you so much for joining us this year at Faith Together. It truly has been a gift and a joy to get to know you as our audience and to be a part of this journey together. We can't wait to see you in the new year in January.
You've been listening to the Faith Together podcast from the Center for Faith and Family at Olivet Nazarene University. Sign up for additional resources at centerff.com. When building faith, we are better together.